where we won't let the industry tell us what to do, and your success will come in many forms and fashions. This is Real Estate Your Way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Real Estate Your Way. We are excited, but I'm not going to say we're so excited that you're here because I always say that, but we are genuinely excited that you are tuning in. I need to mix that up a little bit, but thanks everybody for joining us. We've got a wonderful guest, Amanda Churchwell, with us today that we've been just really, she booked this almost 2 months ago, we think. And so she's been making us wait in anticipation, the chance to get to interview her and introduce her to you all. So we're really, really, really pumped that she is here. I use the word pumped, not excited. And you're going to learn a lot from her. On a personal note, Amanda, and we'll talk about this, but created an awesome transaction coordinator company called the Churchwell Group, which we'll get into, who I personally use, my team personally uses, and we love them. They are phenomenal. So just as a quick plug for her. But before we jump in, Mark, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm here with you. I mean, did you believe that? Even for a second?
No, I did not. It was like a good attempt, but it was like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm learning that all these conversations with really talented people, they make my brain just like want to run. And I have so many ideas and thoughts, and like by the time it's all over, I got nothing left in the tank to do anything about it. I got a time block, as our last guest we just interviewed said. I need to time block some time to just decompress and absorb all this great advice that we're getting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, no doubt, and just getting to talk to people that have bigger mindsets and more experience and more wisdom is just fun. And we're definitely honored to do that. And I think everyone, and Amanda included, don't realize how really pretty lame that we actually are. And so they just say yes. And then at the end, they're like, why did I give my time to those people? Like, I don't know. But, you know, we're here. We have nice microphones, so we look legit. But Mark, man, so do you have a fun fact for me today?
I do. It's going to be a good one. You ready? I went back
Wait. Can I go first? Because I always feel like yours is good and mine's terrible. Can I go first? All right. Here's mine. So now I feel just not smart. Sunglasses were originally designed for Chinese judges to hide their facial expressions in court. That's kind of interesting.
That is probably your best one yet.
Thank you. And it's still bad. All right. I need to find some better ones. But that's kind of interesting. Next time you put on your sunglasses, that's what they were made for. Chinese judges to hide their facial expression. I don't know how that works because like poker face. It's still only your eyes. Yeah.
Well, your eyes tell all, though.
Come Maybe on, they're man. Really big. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, they could have just worn masks like we do now and you have been fine. All right. Yeah. So what's your fun fact?
All right, I'm going back to my health theme, you know, because that's the most interesting stuff to me. But this one is specifically for you, Garrett. Did you know that we're taller in the morning than we are in the evening? Because of how short you are, I thought you'd like to know. Next time you get measured for height, you should do it first thing in the morning.
That's amazing. So here's the truth, and I'm a stud in the morning because I weigh less and I'm taller. That's awesome. That makes so much sense. No wonder my wife doesn't like looking at me at night. That is brilliant. Is that true? That's interesting.
I don't think that's the only reason, by the way.
I think that's brilliant because I heard that like when we're closer towards the moon or whatever, like the gravity makes us taller or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
It's your disc compressed throughout the day. So Amanda, you were just being a chiropractor. So like after you go and do something like that, you're going to expand the space in between the vertebrae and you're going to be taller. So throughout the day, and when you lay down at night, you're not doing, gravity's not longer compressing it. So everything spaces back out. So when you stand up, you're nice and tall. So tomorrow morning, Garrett, you can be like, hey, honey, am I looking extra tall today?
If I'm like 6'1 tomorrow, because I'm actually 5'7, I'll be totally freaked out. But I will know that what you just said is actually true. So thank you, Mark. I appreciate that, man. So I need to do all of my videos in the morning so I look like a tall, thin man, because I am absolutely not. So hey, that's
well, you'll have to stand up for it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll do it really quickly so I don't compress my vertebrae or whatever it is that you said. So hey, thanks for the wisdom, man. Well, Amanda, we are so excited that you are here. Let me introduce you real quick and then we'll have you tell your story. Well, do you have a fun fact? I guess I should ask that. if you have a fun fact you want to
share. Well, not as fun as that one, because I've wanted to be taller my whole life. So I claim 5'1", but I'm probably not. At least at night anyway, I'm not 5'1".
But yes, in the morning, you're 5'2".
I'm 5'2". Well, today's Earth Day. And so did you know that over 100 billion pieces of junk mail get delivered annually in the United States? Wow. 100 billion pieces of junk mail. So start unsubscribing from those mailing lists, people. Let's save our
that's
Earth
amazing.
For Earth Day.
Half of those are my handwritten notes to my database. But
that's not junk. That's not junk.
That's true. You're right. That's good stuff. They're all to Mark. Mark, please stay as my CEO. I need your help. That's crazy. 100 billion pieces of junk
100
mail.
Billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many trees is that? I mean, is that?
Well, let's Google. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we got to figure that out, because do they plant
trees that die spam? Because of junk mail.
I did get an email from a company.
I get 100 of those a month, by the way.
No, I got an email from one of the businesses. I don't know, one of my bills. I don't know if it was a card or a utility or something. And they said they were going to plant some trees today in honor of Earth Day. So maybe they're trying to counteract their junk mail they send out.
Hey, that's awesome. Right. It's like a tacit acknowledgement without saying it. Mm-hmm. We know this is junk, like, and we're sending it to you anyways.
So we're going to plant some trees and make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think, Mark, whatever it was that you said, like dead trees from spam mail or something, it just sounds like a hardcore song, right? Is hardcore even a thing anymore? I don't know, but I could hear someone screaming about dead trees from spam mail. I don't know. Amanda, this is actually what it's normally like. So thanks for sticking with us so far. Amanda Churchwell founded the Churchwell Group in 2012 to assist realtors with transaction coordination, adding a listing coordination division in 2014 and marketing services in 2017. With many years of experience as an agent herself, she knows the intricate details involved in a real estate transaction. She created the company out of the desire to work from home to improve the quality of life for her family. I love that. And she quickly realized she could share the same opportunity with other talented professionals. And this is what gets her up every day. This drive is what earned her company the Entree Leadership Momentum Award in 2019. Amanda's personal mission is to improve the quality of life for everyone her business touches and to provide opportunity for growth and personal development for as many people as possible. Combining her passion for assisting realtors and her desire to help others personally and professionally, she took over as CEO of Herg Group Atlanta, partnering with Adam Hergenrother, the third largest expansion team in the country. Actively involved in her community, Amanda also currently serves on the board of directors for NAREsp, the National Association of Real Estate Support Professionals. This is way too many letters. I should have just read the name.
Long of a bio.
At home, you will find Amanda, along with her two daughters, son, and amazing husband, having a dance party in their living room or snuggled up on the couch watching a movie. Now, that's the way to end a bio. Amanda, we are excited to have you. Thank you so much for joining us and being with us today.
Thank you for having me. You guys are a blast. I don't regret it at all. So this is hilarious already.
Well, when you don't have other skills, you just look like a fool and people laugh, right?
I was going to say, what we lack in intelligence, we make up for in fun.
I love it. If you can make me laugh, you've won me.
No one is laughing with us. They're just laughing at us. But so far, it worked. And if Mark would take off his hat, you would laugh even more with that lack of Look, dude, you called me short, man. I can't let you get away with that.
Touché.
Once again, Amanda with the church, she started the Churchwell Group. Again, personal plug, we use them. We love them. They're our entire people. I've loved getting to know Amanda, Denise, and Sierra, who's our transaction coordinator. You can't take her. She is amazing. She helps a lot of other people. But genuinely, one of the best things, I've been in business for 7 years. Those of you listening know I have a team. One of the best things I've ever done is, instead of having an in-house TC, to be honest, was just hire out a virtual transaction coordinator. Amanda, her person, Sierra, again, Sarah Gibson, shout out to her. Not that she'll ever listen to this. Maybe you can get her to Amanda, but Sarah is
it's
amazing.
Required. If I appear it's anywhere, required. They have to listen.
That's awesome. So Sierra showed up with an awesome checklist of items and things to get done, and just is so on top of it and communicates so quickly and adapted to how we do things. And just the entire experience has been amazing. We even talked to other virtual transaction companies, and in my opinion, the Churchwell Group dominated all of them. So if you're an agent out there and you're wondering how to get leverage, first and foremost, know that if you don't have an assistant, you are one, and you need to be using your highest and best use of time building your business and getting more sales and growing your relationships. Go hire someone like the Churchill Group that can help take that off of you. So that's my plug for you, Amanda. But real quickly, tell us your story. Like, so you've had a really interesting experience in developing all these, and now you probably just got another job while I was reading that bio. But tell us, you did. Yeah, you just got a text and you just got hired. You didn't even realize it. But tell us your story. Like, how did you end up where you are today?
So I rarely go back this far, and don't worry, it won't take but a second. But my grandfather, my dad's dad, who passed away just a few years ago, but he was a man of very few words, but a lovely man, you know, grew up in the country. They had big farm out there, but it was around college, and I was working for a hotel chain at the time, and I was just at their home, and we were just talking, and he goes, "Amanda, I think you need to get into real estate." And I was like, "Okay." So I went and I was like, "Look, if granddaddy says something, like, you really need to listen." So anyway, I don't remember because that was so long ago. I've been licensed for 20 years now, but I got my real estate license and I worked for a developer first and then new home sales and then went into residential retail. So long story short, I sold as a realtor for about 10 years. And then I was expecting our first child, Lauren. She's 10 and now. But I thought, okay, I'll take, you know, 2 or 3 months off. I think that's customary. And I'm one that never wanted children. And now I have 3. And thank the Lord, he knew better than me. And so I thought, okay, I'll just take 3 months off and then I'll go back. And it turned out like that baby came out and I was like a puddle of mess. And I was like, I can't leave my baby. Not because I'm all, you know, amazing mom or anything like that, which I think I am. But I just had this anxiety around it. And so I left my real estate team, became full-time mommy. About 18 months later, my former real estate team was like, "Hey, we are growing. We really need some help. Would you even consider doing some admin work for us? You can work from home while Lauren naps." And these are friends of mine even to this day. So we really have Madeline and Nina, the Suits team in Atlanta, Georgia, to thank for this business, because I started out with them doing their transactions, didn't even know it was a thing. And there are other businesses that have been around, you know, for a decade already. And so that is how it started. And what happened is I was with Keller Williams at the time. It was a large office and people found out what I was doing, and I had great relationships throughout the office, and it just snowballed. And so literally that first year I spent crying at night because I've got this baby, I'm trying to be mom, I'm trying to do my transactions, and they just keep coming. And I'm really competitive. You can mistake it for people pleaser, but it wasn't. I'm competitive. I didn't want to say no. I wanted all the business. I saw the income that was coming in. And then there was a little bit of like, okay, I like these people. I want to do, you know, I want to help them. So I just had a decision to make. Either I'm going to say no and only do what I can do, right? I'm just going to take these few clients, or I can turn it into a business. And so consulting, of course, hubby, my dad is an entrepreneur spirit. And we just all got together and was like, all right, let's do this. And so literally like my dad started doing transactions. I hired one of my sister-in-laws to assist me. Then I hired another sister-in-law who went full-time, and she was with me for 6 years. And so it just was organic, and it just snowballed around that office. It jumped to another brokerage close by, and then another one, and then another one. And then it was like year 2 or 3, as you read in my bio, like I quickly saw like, oh my goodness, I could provide this opportunity to other people like me. Not that you have to be a mom, but it was just such a great fit for career, you know, driven type women who wanted to be able to be home and not have this commute and, you know, a traditional 9-to-5, although we work 9-to-5, but that's really how it started. And I have to be honest with you, if it were not for the sheer fact of me employing other human beings, I would have shut it down multiple times over the first few years because it's hard. But knowing that I give them opportunity and it gives them a place, and I'm actually really, I think, good to them, right? So it's important for me for them to actually like who they're working with. and where be proud of where they work. So that's really the driving force behind the growth. And really, it's just when you look out there at how many real estate transactions there are, I mean, there's so much more opportunity. And so however big I can build this world, you know, within Churchwell Group and beyond, you know, to bring more people in so that they never have to leave, that's really what gets me up in the morning. You know, it's really what I love. So I hope that answers.
I love that. No, I'm speechless. Sitting there like, yeah, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to ruin it. I love that, Amanda, too. And the reality, one of the things you said that really stuck out to me as well, I remember hearing, I think it was a friend of mine, he was a coach, and he said, if you really want to do something, then bring other people in under you and tell them you're going to lead them, and it will force you to stick around and it'll force you to figure it out. And the reality of, I love the honesty there because I tell people that all the time. It's not a joke to say, like, every other week I'm trying to quit because I'm just like, this is way too hard and I'm exhausted and I don't want to deal with the issues and the problems and, you know, whatever. And that's just a reality of no matter what you're doing, it's just hard. And so, but yeah, having people that depend on you to continue to go and do it well and take care of yourself so you have the energy to come back and help run a business. If you're an agent that's like, man, I'm struggling, I think I want to do it, well, figure out a way to bring somebody on, you know, and partner with somebody or give, make yourself, tie yourself to someone so that what you do is going to matter to them as well. And I really do. I love that you said that, Amanda. That's going to drive you through a lot of challenges because your heart is, it's not the, it is the why, but behind your why is the who. And we've talked about that a lot on the show. Oh, yeah. And for you, it's your people. And I love that.
Yeah. I mean, impact is really my word. That's sort of my mission, is to impact, you know, not only our clients, because of course, if we're not impacting our clients, then we don't really have a business, but it really boils down to impacting the lives of my team, you know, their life individually, and their career, and then also the lives of their family. And so it's been really, really cool getting that feedback from them. They'll be like, oh, I was telling my husband, like, I'm so thankful, you know, where my husband was telling me, you know, what a great, you know, job you have, like, look what this has done for our family. And so I get that feedback a lot, and there could be no better feedback for me, right? For my team to tell me that they're happy or that they are so thankful for this role. And to be honest, it's taking a lot of other people. That's not, it's a testament to me in a lot of ways, but had I not pushed forward and learned how to bring in talented individuals to lead with me, then we wouldn't have what we had today. So again, just adding layers, you know, to that opportunity. And, you know, at first it was me and some TCs, right? And some of them are still with me today and I love them dearly. And now it's me and my leadership team and the TCs and the listing coordinator. So just to kind of see that evolution of growth and impact, that if I'm not making an impact for the good, like I don't want to spend my time on it.
Hmm. One of the things, I love that. One of the things that has even deepened cheerleaderness. I don't know what to say. But how much I don't know. But what do you say when
are you a
like
fangirl?
I am a fangirl. I'm a fangirl of the Churchwell Group. Can you make that shirt for me? I'm a fangirl of the Churchwell Group. I will wear that when I teach one day. I promise you. And then make a shirt for Mark that says I'm a fangirl of the fangirl of the Churchwell Group. That would be amazing. Please do that. Oh man. So what I was saying though is, like, one of the things that makes me such a fan of what you guys do as well, Amanda, be obviously what you just said. And of course, our virtual transaction coordinator is amazing. But I know her story. She had cancer. She's going through treatment right now. And she wants to be home with her boys and her husband and be able to do a job from there. And she loves what she does. And just the reality that she loves what she's doing, that she feels very well cared for under you all and your leadership team, makes me even more excited that we can offer her business. She can be part of our team. I tell her all the time, you know, well, we'll ask her, how are you today? Like, how are your treatments going? And because of that relationship that she has with you all, she's able to be open and honest and genuinely like family for our team. And that's very much who we are from a cultural perspective. And so to be able to find someone that we've never actually met in person to fit so well in the culture of our team, like the depth of desire we have to just care for her as well, it starts with because she feels comfortable and cared for by you all. And even more so, you know, that just inspires me to say, work with the Churchwell Group. They're going to do a great job. that's part of it. But the other part is not only are their people well taken care of, they're going to want to be involved and actually be part of what you're doing in a deeper way than just be transactional. So for all of our people, right, we're business by referral. We're relational. And so getting the job done is not the barrier. It's not just the goal that we're looking for. Getting the job done, but caring for people the right way along the way. And you needed your whole team to be that way too. And so anyways, we've just so much enjoyed being a part of that. And that is a testament to your leadership and your leadership team and all that you all are doing. So I am a cheerleader-ness of the church world group. Is that what I said?
Fangirl.
Yeah.
I can only see you in like a skirt and some pom-poms in your hand.
Yeah, you should not be thinking about me in a skirt. I think I have to fire you. I think I have to fire you after that. I'm sorry, Mark. Tell your wife.
What did you call me earlier? A bumblebee bat? Like
I did.
Like, you're a bumblebee bat. I mean, come on. You gotta take some back.
And weirdest looking bat in the entire world. And that describes you perfectly.
I just appreciate that. But no, I was thinking about the irony of the fact that you do transaction coordination, which is transactional, but you have such a transformational environment where you're at. So that's really awesome that you've been able to create that when it is easy and it is easy to focus on the P&L. Like I think about how many small businesses mess up because they're so focused on the numbers, they never look past that to think about the organizational health of what they're running and the impact that has on things. One of my favorite books, and I know it was actually one of the first conversations Garrett and I ever had. We were talking about book recommendations as we were geeking out on coaching and things. And Patrick Lencioni wrote one called The Advantage, which says why organizational health trumps everything else in business. And I'm a big believer. Mm-hmm. You have, because of what you've built, Amanda, you've actually gotten rid of so many headaches. You've kind of veered away from so many of the typical headaches businesses deal with because your people know that you care and that you've created an environment that your values actually follow through on that.
You know, it's an interesting topic because, you know, whether you are, you know, and I would think you have a lot of real estate listeners, right? So, I mean, if you're just an individual agent getting ready to hire your first admin or, you know, you're at the helm of a mega agent team, like, if you don't take care of your people, how do you expect them to take care of your business? And so, because you, at some point, you're going to reach your span of control and you need other people depending on how big your vision is. And I have a really big vision. And so in order to get there, I cannot do it on my own, nor do I want to, because there are things that just are not in my wheelhouse. Like there are things I don't enjoy doing and there are things that I'm not good at doing. And so in order to find those people that can actually step into those roles, you need to know what your culture is and you need to be the keeper of your culture. And then whenever you pass that down, you know, your next leader, my right hand, Megan, you know, she's the keeper of the culture. She keeps me in check. You know, if I get ready to make a hire because maybe we're in pain or I really like them on this, but they don't check off this box. It's like our culture fit. She's like, no, you can't do that. And so, it takes more than just you. I think, I don't know if we were talking about this on air or not, but, you know, you bring in other people and actually Garrett, you were saying it earlier, you know, you need to partner with somebody or, you know, hire someone. And so for us, plus, I'm just a nice person, a genuine person. Like, I'm not a jerk. Now, I'm a high D for any of those that know, like, the DISC. So I can be blunt and to the point, but that's just for efficiency's sake. But I actually like people and, you know, want them to do well. But if you, again, I'll just say, if you don't take care of your people, why would you expect them to take care of your business? So you need to, and you create a plan around that. Like I'm wearing today, y'all can't see it in the audience, but it says chaos coordinator, hashtag the Churchwell group. And I actually just got it in the mail yesterday. Denise, our client relationship specialist, sent it, but we have a program every anniversary. They get a gift. This year it's these t-shirts, you know, next year it'll be something else. And we celebrate their birthdays. And if some milestone happened in their life or something tragic or what have you, we're always just trying to, you know, stay in tune with that and love on them. You know, last year when COVID first hit and everybody just kind of shut down in March to mid-April, we weren't really sure what was going to happen. So I went around and drove those that were close enough and dropped off, you know, activities and toys for the kiddos and something from their, for my coordinators, you know, something from their favorite snack list or favorite drink list, or, and if they were out of state, then I just Amazon them something. Right. So, and that's not like to bring praise upon me. It's just to say, like, to be intentional about taking care of your people. Just like you would be intentional about taking care of your customers. It's just super, super important. And I definitely did not do that alone. Denise has been phenomenal. One day we will call it, you know, director of wow. But right now she's our client relationship specialist. I haven't made the leap yet, but that's what we want is our wow division, right?
Yeah. So. Well, and it's so easy to ignore that stuff. And because in the whirlwind, you've had 100 excuses why you didn't have time to go drive around toys. It has to be a big rock for you. And you have to choose that that's going to be a part of your... So even if that's not the way people do it, you got to have an intentional rock that says it's very important that we take care of our people. And so it's something we're measuring ourselves on. How well are we taking care of our people? Mm. I was going to actually had a question to say, hey, what are some ways that you make your people feel cared for? But you already answered it. So there goes that question.
And I do. Yeah. And I'll make a point here too, is that it's not just women who like the quote unquote touchy feely. Men appreciate that too. They might pretend like they don't want it or whatever, because it doesn't feel macho. Like, no, everyone appreciates just being thought of and cared for, especially in today's world. Yeah, thank you. It's just human. And so whether you have whatever kind of business it looks like, it's not just because Amanda is a woman and she has women that work with her. And so, of course, they can love on each other. Like, no, every good business does that. It might look a little different, right? But every good business is doing those kinds of things and caring for those people. And I love that, Amanda. And I remember one of my friends who owns a law office here has grown significantly, very quickly. And I remember asking, we had lunch, I asked him to lunch one day and sat down and I said, how did you do it? Like, how did you grow so quickly? And he said, well, you know what, Garrett, first and foremost, instead of spending my money on buying investment properties and other things like that, I just invested in my people. And if they were doing really well, I'd give them a bonus or I'd give them a raise. And then I just went out and I spent money on good people and I rewarded them for what they were doing. I wanted them to know they were cared for. I gave them opportunity. And he's like, and my people have taken me far, much further than I could ever have imagined that we would go. And it's just, it's the reality. So much of the leader gets the praise or, you know, they're the ones that get the award or whatever it looks like. And anybody that is good at what they do and understands how to build a company, it's really, you know, I'm the reason that my team is not better than it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's my people that are the reason that we've grown and gotten better. And so there's huge value in just rewarding them and caring for them and thinking about them in that way. So I love that you all are doing it. So I want to come back to something different too, because I always find this interesting. And I know we have a lot of moms that are listening. Specifically, I want you to talk to that, because I think a lot of moms feel the pressure of, well, okay, Amanda must just be superwoman. Like, she had kids and she was building this and like somehow she just figured it all out. And, you know, I don't know how she did it, but like, there's no way I could do it. If you don't mind, like, be honest, share with our listeners, what was that really like trying to be mom and build a business and be husband and be wife, you know, and do all the things.
I'm like the husband. Yeah.
But like, how did you do that? I mean, walk us, like, what was that like to try to do all that?
I think it's so important because to put some context in every situation, because when you're looking at someone or hearing them in an interview or just watching them on Facebook, you are absolutely not getting the full picture. It's not that it's not true. I don't post things that aren't true and that's not really what I'm doing, but you don't see the other 90% of what we're doing, right? And so I can only speak for me, and I will tell you that you cannot be like anyone else. You can learn and, you know, figure out traits that you like, and you can determine, okay, well, what kind of mom do I want to be? What kind of business person that I want to be? But you will never be like anyone else, and nor will you ever know with 100%, you know, view what their day is like. And so I can tell you, for me, I learned early on that I needed help. I do not like to work that hard. I just don't. And that may sound odd or weird, But for me, you said your law firm, how did you grow? Instead of rental properties or investment properties, he invested in his people. Same here. I invested in people. I hired a nanny. Actually, our very first nanny, she had an in-home childcare business, and I would drop off Lauren. She lived in my neighborhood. I'd drop her off, run home, do some hours of work, you know, on transactions, and then go pick her up, right? And then I'd be with Lauren, you know, in the late afternoon, early evening, put her to bed. My husband would be sitting in the living room. I would be back in my office until you know, the evening, 10, 11 o'clock, you know, catching up on work. So yeah, there was a lot of extra hours put in on the beginning. And now that nanny, she works for the Churchwell Group. She's our senior That's listing awesome. Coordinator. Has been with That's me almost cool. 7 years. So what happened is she was moving out of state. And I was like, no, if you're not going to keep my kid, I was pregnant with my second one. And so we'd had it all lined up. She's going to get Brooklyn and Lauren. And she was like, we're leaving. We're going to Florida. And I was like, okay, look, if you're not going to keep my kids, you're going to help me start this listing division. And she did. She helped me build a listing division. So leverage all the time. I have a house cleaner. It only costs $95 every time she comes. And I get that can be a lot when you're just building, but my time, I don't want to not be with my kids because I've got to clean the house. Right. So, and laundry, I mean, and I'm not a neat freak. I mean, anyway, like I like things orderly, but I'm not one that, you know, has their refrigerator cleaned out on a weekly schedule or, you know, has to dust every single day. I mean, I'm just not that kind of person. And so let it go. Like if you're building something, if you have this vision, like maybe go to Walmart and buy extra sets of outfits for the kids, you know, for like $10 each. And that way you only have to do laundry once a week versus every other day. I've got three kids. So, you know, and then cut to now, we retired my husband last year. And so now he's full-time dad and house manager and, you know, helping me with any of the back-end things. But it's leverage. I am not super mom. I feel like I fail all the time. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing that helped me was realizing that I can get ideas from others, but there's only one me. And I know where my strengths are. You need to be real and aware, you know, what your weaknesses are, your strengths are, and then hire out the things that you don't like to do or the things that you don't know how to do or aren't good at doing. It's really that simple.
I love that idea too. Yeah, no, I love that idea too. You said you don't have to be like everybody else. You know, I think one of the flaws that I see just in general, but specifically, you know, talking to moms, like my wife stays at home, and if she didn't, there's no way I could do what I'm doing. You know, if I had to pay attention to all these other things. Yeah, we just hired mm-hmm. someone to cut the grass because after months of looking at it, be like, it's pretty long. I probably should cut it. I'm not going to get to it. It's like, okay, I would rather spend that time hanging out with my kids and my wife. But my point is a lot of business owners in general, I don't care if you're a real estate agent or not, but a lot of business owners in general will look and say, well, if they can build that kind of business, then I should be able to build that too, even no matter what's going on in my life. And instead, I wish that they would say, okay, what kind of life do I want to have? And then let's see what my capacity is based on that kind of lifestyle, right? So if I only want to work 20 hours a week because I want to be spending time with my kids or I do X, Y, and Z, whatever, then I'm going to figure out what's my capacity and how big of a business I can build in 20 hours a week, right? Like start there.
Yes.
And to your point, Amanda, then, okay, well, I've got 20 hours a week. Now I've got some revenue. Well, I think I could hire out this or whatever it is. So maybe I can get another 10 hours a week. So now how big can I get? And it, you know, you're not a failure if you don't build a company as quickly or as big as somebody else. You decide you can figure out what your capacity is and then build that.
The quickly thing is huge. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I still struggle with that today. I'm like, okay, I'm older than I thought I would be when I'm building a company. Like I wish I was already 10 years ahead of where I am, right? And so, you know, in the beginning too, like you need to give yourself grace while always. But giving yourself grace as you're building, because when you're, again, if you're just don't compare. Comparison is the thief of joy every single time. Don't let comparison in your house. Set the alarm, like get a gun, like don't let it in, you know, comparison is a thief, right? So protect that at all costs. Are y'all gun friendly here? I just said get a gun. Sorry. So, but I was trying to make the analogy of like, just protect you know, your mind and the thoughts that you're telling yourself. And so as you're building, and let's say you're starting out right now, you know, today, yeah, you're going to be scrappy. I've got pictures and I adore them of Brooklyn, my second baby. You know, she was not even a year old and I've got my headset in, and I actually had makeup on that day when I took that picture, but she's right here and I'm at my computer. You know, she was my boss back then, right? And still is, actually. Let's don't kid yourself. She's six, but you're going to be scrappy. You may be taking meetings with a baby, if you want me to speak to the moms, on your hip, or maybe I've got a picture of Lauren on top of the training table, you know, on her belly, hands in her, you know, her face in her hands, and she's watching the iPad. And I'm like, you know what? That iPad got me through that phone call that I needed to make to a client. And so, you know, let's all be real and let's all be honest. And you don't know also what kind of help people have maybe in their family or their village, right? My mom was a market center administrator for a brokerage, and she was about 7 minutes from door to door from my house at the time. And if I needed to go outside the home for a meeting, she would, you know, leave for a few minutes, come watch, you know, the kids, and then I would run, go do my meeting and run back. Now, you know, I was a ball of nerves the whole time I was gone, because I'm like, what does the baby need? Is my mom okay? Does she need to get back to work? But again, whatever it takes, you can get scrappy, but please don't think that anybody got to where they are without a whole bunch of help. And that help looks different from everybody, for everybody.
This is pure gold. I appreciate how candid you are, because there's one thing I want to add to this whole thing is like, have an abundance mindset and knowing what your enough is as well. Because I think the temptation is, if you do find a little success, you want to hold on to the money and you're afraid mm-hmm. to leverage. And so mm-hmm. like, know what your enough is and find a solution for that. I went back to school, had three kids to provide for. My wife stayed at home and I wanted to go back to school. So I found a job and I worked at it where I said, hey, I found a consulting opportunity where I worked 20. I told the person, I only can give you 20 hours a week. And here's my number. And after a little bit of heartburn, he said, okay, you're worth it. And so I was able to finish school, work 20 hours a week, and still be around my family. Because I knew what my enough was, and I was willing to give a short-term pain to get the long-term goal. That was like a ticket to the future for me to realize there's so many things you can do. You wouldn't have known what you could do, Amanda, if you hadn't stepped away and said, I'm not going to do anything for a while. And because mm-hmm. I'm just going to, and then the opportunities come. And for me, that's the story has been the same way. Every time I've stepped back and just kind of said, I'm going to look around and see. I mean, a year ago today, I didn't even, barely knew who Garrett was. I hadn't even reached out to him. I was just about time to reach out to him to start saying, hey, will you come help me buy a house and sell a house? Will you be my realtor? And then less than a year later, I'm on working two businesses with him. You never know what doors are going to open when you create the space to do it. And so as I'm hearing you share all that, like, yeah, spending money on a cleaner, spending money on different pieces, yes, but know what your enough is. So when you do find success, you will leverage that stuff and you'll find the balance and know what things you're willing to give up. Because yeah, it takes some of those decisions to where you may not realize it today because it's not in your context, but so many of your, we wouldn't be able to do it if my parents had lived down the street. So many of your examples yes. hit really close to home for my family. Yes. And I've been able to work from home for, I don't know, five out of the last 7 years. I've been able to work from home because figure out ways to make it work.
It's figuring it out. And I will tell you, like, for those listening going, how can I even do it all? Erase the boundaries that they're not real. You've put them around yourself. So just mentally, if you need to close your eyes, not to get all airy fairy, but if you need to look and say, okay, what are my limiting beliefs? Where are the boundaries that I have drawn around my life or around, you know, my production or abilities? Go ahead and erase those, because I'm going to tell you, like, if you can dream it, you can do it. Like, and I don't mean you're just going to sit there and it's all going to come to you. You got to put in the hard work. 4 years ago, we moved out of the city and moved to a small town that maybe we like it, maybe we don't, but it's because it was close to my parents and I had a third baby on the way. And so there are things that you will do if your purpose and your why is big enough. And don't get caught up, what's my big why? Your why can be anything. I literally just want to matter. I want to matter to my family and I want to matter to those that come into my life or that cross my path. Like, I want y'all to have a better day just because we were here together, right? So if you just kind of get rid of the limits that we all sort of place on our life and do you, like, I spent a long time in my life trying to please others in the sense of, like, you know, what are my parents going to think? Or, you know, taking this herd group opportunity, I was terrified. What are my transaction clients and listing clients? What are my, all these other agents that I'm in business with? What are they going to think? Now I'm their competition here locally, but I don't think of it that way. Like, you know, you're in competition with 400 other agents in your brokerage. I think you can handle, you know, little old me running a real estate team. So that was something that I had to say, whoa, like, if I want to do this, like, I can totally do this because I know who I am. I operate with integrity. I'm going to take care of everyone, you know, at the Churchwell Group while I'm doing her. So again, get rid of those boundaries. Who do you want to be? Answer that question. Who do you want to be? You got one life. This is your journey. You're on it right now. It's not tomorrow. It's today. How do you want to show up? And when you figure that out, or as you're figuring that out, do not put limits on yourself. Just be and enjoy the journey.
Yeah. And I love that too. I mean, obviously our podcast is called Real Estate Your Way. And Mark and I spent so long talking about, we want that name because we want people to understand, number one, you can do it the way you want to do it. And number two, you should do it the way that you want to do it, right? Like, yes. It wouldn't be worth owning a business. It wouldn't be worth owning the Churchwell Group if you couldn't love and care for your people, right? Like, it's just not worth owning a business if you can't build the business the way you want to build it. It just doesn't make any sense. It is way too hard. You want to quit anyways. I want to quit anyways. Even though it's being built the way I want to build it, I still want to quit. I would have quit if it was completely against who I was as a person. And so find it out what exactly you want to do, how you want to do it, and see how far that can take you. And I love the idea of erase the boundaries on you. And everybody's going to be different, and that's okay. And perhaps you're the person that is a mom and you're home and you've got a bunch of kids, or you're Mark and you've got 4 kids and I've got 2 little ones, another one coming. Like, it's just crazy. And sometimes you just also need to admit, I'm not going to do this by myself. Let me go find good people. That's why we brought Mark on, right? Because I'm not going to figure this out by myself. I need help. I'm going to get some leverage. I'm going to get some good people around me. And it's also more fun to succeed together. So I love everything that you're talking about, Amanda. And as an encouragement to anybody, success is very, very, very messy. People, I always find it funny when I'm teaching a class on Zoom, which is what we all do now, and they have no clue. They see me teaching as if I've got it all figured out, and they can't hear my son who is knocking on the door, crying his eyes out and screaming for daddy, right? Like, they can't hear that. They don't see that. And so there's this assumption that somehow if we're successful, we've figured out a way to get around life's normal challenges. That's just not true. Just figure it out. I mean, that's literally it. What do you do as a business owner? You figure it out and you just keep figuring it out. And that's it.
There's no way to avoid challenge at any level. The bigger you grow, the problems don't change. They just get bigger. And seemingly they come faster
because you got more people. Because of what you've been through in the journey, you're more equipped to handle it than others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, we have a big problem right now. We found the solution for it, but you know, I was talking to my coach, Jake, earlier, and I was like, yeah, he was like, all right, what's going on? And so I was telling him, I was like, yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's not rocking my world. Like, I know that the team's got it. This is happening. Like, back in the day, you know, and it's a potential, you know, it's a big client. It's a VIP client. You know, it's a big deal. And
Is it me?
No. Oh, no, okay. They're not quite your level.
When you said a problem, I was like, you said it was a problem.
They are not the problem.
But then you said VIP, and I was like, well, obviously.
No. We are the problem. We mismatch on, you know, team member to team. But so we're just having to switch that. And that's, you know, that's a trap row. But my point is that if you can quiet your mind and just tell it to hush, because it's going to tell you all these things, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal, or you're going to blow it, or they're going to leave you, or, you know, you're just terrible at this. If you just quiet and you just take it as they come and you just deal with it, it's not good. It's not bad. It just is. And so I will tell you, that's taken, you know, up until last year. I mean, 8th year in business for me to really understand that. I'll tell you another thing that has really helped in the mindset department is quit hating Mondays. Mondays are my favorite day of the week, truly. Sundays, I don't panic anymore, and I don't want to quit anymore. I used to do that. Like for the first few years, it was like every Sunday I would panic because I've got all these things I need to handle this week. And so now it's, I get another, Monday's my absolute favorite day of the week because I get a fresh opportunity. That's how it feels, right? Because of our calendar and our work week. But I get a fresh opportunity to win the week. So stop hating Mondays because you're just feeding that ego mind and it's not doing you any good. So stop hating Mondays and wake up with each one ready to win the week. So
not that you need more to do, but I think you need to write a book called Stop Hating Mondays.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, don't anybody steal that copyrighted. TM, oh yeah. Sorry. Churchill.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's amazing. I love it. And Mark can do the hardcore song that will be your theme song.
Yes.
Called Trees. Yes. Trees Burn Down from Spam or whatever. No, I love that, Amanda. All of this is so golden. And again, and I do say this all the time, but that's because I actually mean it. We could literally talk to you for hours upon hours and just be encouraged, inspired. And, you know, one of the things I've appreciated about just getting to know you too, Amanda, is for someone that has achieved a lot, that has helped a ton of people, I never feel like you're looking and saying, well, you need to figure this out. Like, look, I figured this out. It always genuinely feels like you stand by my side and you're like, yeah, we're just figure this out together. Let's go take a walk. And I think your people feel that. I certainly feel that as someone from the outside. And again, as a shameless plug for you, if anybody needs help and needs transaction coordinator, you should absolutely start with the Churchwell Group. They will take care of you. They will do a phenomenal job and they'll care for their people so their people can care for you. So Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. If our people want to learn more about you and from you, how can they do that?
Garrett, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you very much. So our website is thechurchwellgroup.com. Tons of information there. If you click on the contact button there, you'll get Denise and she's amazing. She is, first of all, like the sweetest and she's funny, but she is a rock star to talk to. Like you'll just love talking to her. Info@thechurchwellgroup.com. You can reach me there. Denise there, Megan there, my whole team. So we help other business owners all the time, just, you know, learning how what we do. But if you need our services, you can get those too. Garrett, for the plugs, you have gone above and beyond on that. So thank you. Wasn't expecting that, but always good to hear. Shout out to Sierra again. Thank you for wowing Garrett so that he had me on here.
That's true. This is all about Sierra.
It really is. She's really a rock star.
Sierra Gibson, you are amazing. You heard it from me second because Amanda thinks that too. So we Amanda, are so glad that you came on here again. Agents, check them out. They're phenomenal. We'll put all that info in the show notes as well. So agents, if you're burnt out from the work you've been doing, hire a TC. Discouraged by the results you've been receiving, or you just want more time in your life for the ones you love, keep showing up so we can inspire you to find and pursue your way. Until next time. Hey everyone, this is Garrett Maroon jumping on again to say thank you for listening to the show. I hope you loved this week's episode. And if you did, we need your help. Please subscribe, rate, and most importantly, send this to a friend that you think may be encouraged by it. And if you want to learn more about us, visit www.businessbyreferral.co and we would love to connect with you there. Thanks again for your support and we will see you next week.